Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. We finished off the chapter explaining the importance of these two rakats of Sunnat of Fajr Salah. In other words, all the Sunnat and Mu'akkada Salahs are important, but extra importance that is given to the two rakats Sunnat of Fajr Salah. So we start a new chapter now that explains to us with regards to this two rakat Sunnat of Fajr Salah, how it should be read, what should be read in it, what time it should be read, etc. So this chapter explains specifically with regards to the two rakat Sunnat of Fajr Salah. Babu takhfifi rak'ati al-fajr wa bayan ma yaqra'u feehi ma wa bayan waqtihi ma. Chapter on performing two short rakats of Fajr Salah, in other words referring to the Sunnat of Fajr, and explaining what should be read in them and the time to do so, the time that is there to read the two rakat Sunnat of Fajr. In other words, when this two rakat Sunnat of Fajr should be read? Should it be read before the time of Fajr sets in? Should it be read after the time of Fajr sets in? Should it be read after the Fajr? So in other words, when does this two rakat Sunnat of Fajr fit in? This is what these ahadith are explaining. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كان يصلي ركعتين خفيفتين بين النداء والإقامة من صلاة الصبح متفق عليه وفي رواية لهما يصلي ركعتي الفجر فخففهما حتى أقول هل قرأ فيهما بأم القرآن وفي رواية لمسلم كان يصلي ركعتي الفجر إذا سمع الأذان ويخففهما وفي رواية إذا طلع الفجر. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform two short rakats between the adhan and the ikama of Fajr. So the first thing we learn from here is that this two rakats of Fajr should be short. In other words, it shouldn't be lengthened. The faraz of the Fajr Salah we lengthen, but the sunnat rakat of the Fajr Salah we shorten. So it is mustahab, preferable, that when a person is reading these two rakat sunnat of Fajr, he keeps it short. So the first, we're going to learn three lessons with regards to the sunnat of Fajr. The first is that it must be kept short. Another narration has it that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the adhan, he would perform two rakats of Fajr Salah. He would shorten them to such an extent that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying that I would think to myself, did he recite Surah Fatiha in them or not? In other words, it was so short, it was so quick, not rushing. There's a difference between rushing and keeping the Salah short. It wasn't, it was rushing through the Salah, but the places where Qiraat was read, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read them swiftly. He didn't extend, he didn't keep the Salah too long. So therefore, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying, did he recite Surah Fatiha in them or not? I would ask myself by looking at the duration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read Qiraat in the Salah. Another narration has it that he used to perform two rakat Salah when he heard the Adhan and he would shorten them. A narration has it at the break of dawn. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform two rakat Salat when he heard the Adhan and he would shorten them. A narration has it at the break of dawn. So we learn something else. We learn the time when it should be read. So first we learn that it should be kept short. The second thing is that it should be read at the time when the adhan goes. So in other words, this two rakat sunnat of salah, at the earliest time when the time sets in, that's the preferred time to read the two rakats sunnat of fajr salah. Because here we hear from this hadith, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the adhan, he would shorten them, he would read his salah. The other hadith is saying, at the break of dawn, as soon as the time of Fajr set in, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the time when the adhan was called, that was the time Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform them. And Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha adhana al-mu'adhin lis-subhi, wa bada'a as-subh, salla rakatayni khafifatayni muttafaqun alayhi, wa fi riwayatin li-muslimin, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا طلع الفجر لا يصلي إلا ركعتين خفيفتين. حفصة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that when the muezzin called out the adhan for Fajr Salah and as dawn appeared, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform two short rakats of salah. In the narration of Muslim Sharif has it, when the dawn appeared, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would only perform two rakats of salah. We'll continue inshallah, but what we learn from here, from this second hadith, one is the time as we explained, is as soon as the time would set in for Fajr, that was the time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lead the two rakat sunnah to Fajr. The other thing we learn, should be kept short. The third thing we learn from here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he read the salah, we'll come to this part of it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read the salah at home. So if possible, where it is possible, there's enough time to read the Fajr salah, then the person should read the sunnah of the Fajr salah at home and then make it to the masjid. This is something that is preferred. But if there isn't time to make it, read the sunnah at home and then come to the masjid. Then if there isn't time, then a person should read that sunnah salah in the masjid so it doesn't be late for the takbir ula and it doesn't miss the start of the Fajr salah, the faraz in the masjid. So where that is possible. So let's go through the three that we learned today. Inshallah, as we go, we learn a little bit more. But the three etiquettes, adab, preferred actions as far as the sunnah to Fajr is concerned, is that we keep it short, number one. Number two, it is read at the time when the time of Fajr just sets in. And number three is, if it can be read at home, it should be read at home. As I explained, if you can't read it at home because of time constraints, then the person reads it in the masjid. As we go along, inshallah, we'll explain what should be read in the first rakat of Fajr, sunnah of Fajr, what should be read in the second rakat of the sunnah of Fajr. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Just one masla to keep in mind is that when the time of Fajr salah sets in, we saw in this hadith that the only thing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would read is his two rakat sunnah. There's no tahajjud at the time when Fajr time sets in. There's no nafil at that time. The only salah to be read is the two rakat sunnah of Fajr. Nothing after it, nothing before it, once the time has set in. If a person has got qaza salah, that is a different situation. Here we are talking about nafil salah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.